Well, I'm feeling very relaxed now. I almost fall asleep there. That was so relaxing. What I loved about Dr. Mark Sherman's talk there was he talked about a lot of the benefits of mindfulness, and a lot of those are the same benefits that we find when we sing. Maybe singing doesn't put me to sleep, so to speak, but it has a lot of impacts on our brain and on our body. And I think most of you who are here today probably have some connection to music. It's probably one of the reasons why you're here today. And I know for me, some of my most profound experiences are musical experiences. When I was in middle school, I was bullied, and I remember there being a point when I got to high school, and I was standing in a circle, and the choir director had us all hold hands. And he had us singing, "Ubi caritas et amor, Deus ibi est." And after all that time being bullied and feeling really insecure about who I was, in that circle, I felt a sense of safety and acceptance and love. And I think that over time, I've come to realize that that's something that music does for me on a regular basis. As a singer, that's a really big part of my identity. But it also does a host of things for us. If you think about it, music is part of every culture's tradition, every known culture's tradition. And while science is still trying to figure out the reasons why it benefits us, there is some early evidence that suggests how important singing is and music is to our lives and to our well-being. And so I'm going to cover a few of these here. Now, neuroscientist Steven Pinker famously said, "Music is auditory cheesecake, an exquisite confection crafted to tickle the sensitive spots of our mental faculties." But many neuroscientists are now supporting something more like this, where music is just part of being human. Now, I have to offer a disclaimer. I am not a neuroscientist. I am a musician. I'm a trained opera singer, and I do music all the time. I have a little musical ADD because I have so many different kinds of projects that I pursue. But I find that no matter what I'm doing, music makes me feel good. And I think for many of us, music feels good. I think everyone in this room probably likes music, right? Yeah. And our quartet today, fabulous, fabulous quartet. It makes us feel good, perhaps because it does something important for us. Now, I'm going to, I don't want to go there yet. Scientists have been studying the impact of music on the body for centuries. In the 1700s, there was a Dr. Diagel who in France would bring singers and violinists into his laboratory to study the impact of music on the heart. And they found that even back in the 1700s, he was discovering that music had an impact on cardiac health and on blood pressure. And I have personal anecdotal experience with that. My sister, during her last pregnancy, had preeclampsia and which is very high blood pressure. And I had heard that singing, would have an impact on the heart. And so we made a plan that she was going to call me every day about midday, which seemed to be the worst time for her, and we would sing over the phone. And it was so profound. We were singing stupid songs, by the way. They don't have to be works of art. We were singing, Neil Diamond and, not Neil Diamond stupid, but we also sang silly camp songs. That's what I was referencing. But we would sing together, and it was remarkable how I could hear in the tone of her voice her blood pressure going down over the course of the song, because there is something about singing that impacts us on a physical level. And science is just starting to catch up on it. The neuroscience of singing is still in its infancy. Some of the science is a little soft, but there's lots of evidence to suggest what kinds of impacts it does make on us. And I'm going to talk today about 5 neurotransmitters that are released as we sing and how those potentially have an impact on our body. So the first one we're going to talk about is cortisol and adrenaline. And if I asked any of you to come up here and sing, I bet you would release a lot of it, because holy cow, no, I don't want to sing in front of this audience of people. But that cortisol and adrenaline does some very important things for us. It helps excite us and energize us, gives us superpowers, so we can be like singing superheroes on stage. And I'll tell you, so she mentioned earlier that my choir sang for 3,000 middle schoolers today. It was so thrilling to have an audience of kids screaming and so excited about singing together. And as we're going on stage, one of my choir members has never sung in a choir. It's a non-auditioned choir. And she's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And we're like, no, you can do it. And she went on stage. And afterwards, she was just like jumping up and down and so thrilled. She's like, that's the most fun I've had in years. She's 67 or so, and she was on stage performing in a rock star environment. It was remarkable. When we do something that's outside of our comfort zone, our body releases cortisol and adrenaline to help us to accomplish those things that we need to do. So we often think of adrenaline being the people who lift up the car after the accident on the freeway. It makes us superhuman. And that's in a sense. And when we're singing, as we're able to utilize that, we're able to find strength that we might not otherwise have. Conversely, singing can also calm the parasympathetic nervous system, similar to the mindfulness mentioned by Dr. Sherman. And there's a nerve, a cranial nerve, called the vagus nerve, that runs through down to the heart and then splits, and then part of it comes through the voice box. So there's early research that's suggesting that the vibrations that we create as we sing and as we speak can have an impact on calming the parasympathetic nervous system and calming us down. So there's some really exciting research on those fronts to explore that. Next, we're going to talk about dopamine, and dopamine is often associated with pleasure. So for many of us, singing feels good, or music feels good. And the purpose of dopamine is not necessarily just to make us feel good, but to motivate our future behavior. So when we do something and it feels good, we have this release of dopamine to remind us that, hey, I want to do this again. I want to step outside my comfort zone and make those choices. And there was a study I was reading that was talking about how teens have a drop in their dopaminergic systems. And that's one of the reasons why music is so important to teenagers. Because if you notice, teenagers are often not the most motivated, right? They tend to have a low sense of energy. But music can counteract those changes that are happening due to puberty and really make a big difference. And yet, what do? We take music away from kids in schools. It's a little counterproductive. When we give kids music, when we energize them, like the 3,000 kids I was seeing today, you know what? Those kids were saying things like, I can do hard things, and I can make a difference in my community. These kids were feeling so empowered by the music that was presented in this, and the singing along and feeling like they could be a good friend. And I just imagine the impact if we were to channel that and use that to help kids to get past the piles of homework that's required to do and the challenges of just growing up in a society that's really difficult sometimes. Music can really be a powerful motivator. I just want to point out also there's a behaviormodel.org is run by BJ Fogg. He's a really important in the computer industry about behavior science. And he and I had a conversation once. He has this really fabulous behavior model, but he talks about how motivation is not constant. And we talked about how when we're able to find things that stimulate motivation, how that can make an impact on our ability to accomplish long-term goals. And he uses, he doesn't use it with music, but he wanted to get in shape. He wanted to get into physical shape, and he hated doing push-ups. So he decided to associate it with something that he had to do on a daily basis, use the bathroom. So every time he went to use the bathroom, he would do 2 push-ups, and then he would go, yay me! And he would, and then he would continue on with his day. Well, in the course of a day, we usually use the restroom about 5 times. That was 10 push-ups. Yay me. And this pattern enabled him, and so now he does 50 push-ups, you know, per visit. And he's really changed his health. We can use that as a model for helping us to choose any pattern that we want to change in our life. And music is, again, one of those pieces we can use as part of that equation. I don't have a fancy clicker, so forgive me for going back and forth. Depression's been talked about by all 3 of us today, and serotonin is certainly associated with that. Serotonin is actually produced, 80% of it is produced in the gut, and 20% in the brain. And so there's a lot of, we can draw a lot of conclusions from that about health and our nutrition and how that might impact things. There's a lot of research still to be done to prove those things. But serotonin is released when we sing. And there's a study, it's called in the Music Makes It Home study, that looked at how playing music had an impact on how we felt. And not super surprisingly, 78% of people said music makes chores suck less. When we are using music, it changes how we feel about our circumstances. And this is true in a lot of other cultures. We were talking earlier about how in a lot of third world countries, their conditions are quite a struggle at times, and yet they tend to be some of the happiest people. And you look at the things that are part of their culture, a lot of song, dance, and play. I like to believe that a lot of that is because it makes us feel good. And when you're happy, then you're going to be a lot easier to find a lot easier time getting through those things. Now, gratitude is also a really beneficial thing for serotonin. And I love using musical examples. And one of my favorite musicals is The Sound of Music. And when Maria is having a really bad day, what does she list? Her favorite things. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Right? Already feeling a little bit better, right? So yes, I simply remember. And then I don't feel so bad, right? Elle Woods is also a great example of endorphins. Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people don't shoot their husbands. They just don't. So singing also is very physical, and we get a lot of those same impacts that we get from physical exercise from singing. So, and often with my students, I'm trying to get them more physical in their singing. If there's anyone who was in the master class today, I sure had them moving. They were dancing and singing, and it was quite profound how much the singing improved. But the point is that when we are really active in our bodies, we're gonna feel a lot better. And those endorphins, again, we don't shoot our husbands then. That's fabulous side effect. Then we have oxytocin, and oxytocin is known as the love hormone. It's responsible for feelings of bonding and trust and stability. It's neurotransmitter is released when a mother is breastfeeding her baby, and it's also released profoundly when we sing and make music together. There was a study that of a voice lesson. In a 30-minute voice lesson, the ratio of oxytocin in the body was more than double. And I can tell you that that's true because my students will open up like big open secrets, and sometimes I'm like, okay, this voice lesson time. But there's a certain sense of vulnerability that happens when we sing together and make music together. And one of the things that I do is I conduct a choir called the Tacoma Refugee Choir. This choir was founded, it was an idea last spring. I thought it was a small community choir, and it, because of events happening in America, it's taken a lot greater purpose for me personally and for my community. And one of the things, reasons behind that is we believe that it's hard not to love people when you sing together. It just really is hard to hate someone when you're singing with them and making music with them. And that's, I believe, is largely due to this oxytocin release, because you build a sense of trust. Like that experience I shared at the beginning, after being bullied and feeling so safe, after feeling so not safe. Music was very, it was healing because I was connected to people. And those feelings of trust made all the difference in my ability to move forward and build good relationships through my high school experience. And I think the same is true. That's why every known culture has mothers singing lullabies to their babies. Every single culture has a lullaby culture. And there's a reason for it, that we are just beginning to understand why, but it makes a difference. There's a bonding that happens that only music perhaps can provide. Music is truly an international language, and I'd like to think that in this time in history, that music is more important than perhaps any other time, because healing can take place, and we can find what we have in common instead of focusing on our differences. So there's the website in case you want to do it. So this week has been a very busy week for me. I was so excited about the opportunity to come here. But on Tuesday, we released a new single. And I wanted to take a moment to share a little bit of that. The song was written to talk about how when we sing together, we create harmony, that we can come together. And regardless of political beliefs or backgrounds or religions or ethnicities, we all are human. And we all have that vital part of our being, that humanity that we have in common. And that as we can connect with that, that we can see each other differently, and we can see each other for the value that we have. So I'm gonna play just a small portion of this, if you'd like. There's the lyrics, there's a whole 5 words. So we sing together in harmony. This pretty fun song, I'm actually features an all-star cast of singers from Tacoma. I'm just gonna, for time, I'm gonna try to jump ahead. Maybe, if it plays. Oh. And it's not Beethoven. I'll just play this rather than try. It's coming up on the chorus here in a second. It plays several times, so you don't have to get it the first time. We sing
together. We sing in harmony.
Try it this time.
We sing together. We sing in harmony. We sing together. We sing in harmony. We sing in harmony. We sing in harmony.
Way to go. And I appreciate you taking the courage to step outside your box and to sing something brand new. So I'm assuming none of you have heard it because it's only been out for 2 whole days. You can get it from our website if you are interested. But I think the key point here is that when we sing together, we can heal. No matter what kind of healing that we need, we become present, we become more mindful, we become more able to keep our minds active, and there's certainly nothing more social than singing together and connecting with one another. And I'm going to end with a quote by Daniel J. Levitin. Is that my next? Oh, what does it all mean? This quote here, it says, "The chasm between musical experts and everyday musicians that has grown so wide in our culture," I can't get my foot unhooked, "makes people feel discouraged. And for some reason, that is uniquely so with music. Even though most of us can't play basketball like Shaquille O'Neal or cook like Julia Child," I certainly can't. That I still cook. "We can still enjoy playing a friendly backyard game of hoops or cooking a holiday meal for our friends and family. This performance chasm does seem to be cultural, specific to contemporary Western society. And although many people say that music lessons didn't take, cognitive neuroscientists have found otherwise in their laboratories. Even just a small exposure to music lessons as a child creates neural circuits for music processing that are enhanced and more efficient than for those who lack training." We all can sing. If you can speak, you can sing, and you can change your brain through doing so. Thank you very much.